Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Monday, January 27, 2025.
Europe faces rising military tensions with Russia. Europe stands on the brink of military upheaval as tensions with Russia intensify. Lithuania is taking proactive measures by laying mines on its bridges to deter potential Russian tank incursions. Meanwhile, NATO is actively searching for Russia's so-called Shadow Fleet, which is suspected of sabotaging undersea communication cables. European nations are increasingly worried that the aggressive Kremlin may target them next, especially after its actions in Ukraine. Recent comments from the new US president, who has adopted an isolationist stance, have raised alarms among European leaders. He suggested that the United States might not defend NATO allies if they come under attack from Russia. French President Emmanuel Macron argues that this situation is a wake-up call for Europe to ramp up military spending. Kaya Kallas, the European Union's foreign policy chief, warns that Russia poses a serious risk to European security. In response, many European countries are boosting their defense budgets, with Lithuania planning to allocate 5% to 6% of its total economic output to defense. The urgency for military readiness is clear as Europe braces for potential challenges ahead.
UN peacekeepers killed in Eastern Congo conflict. Fighting in Eastern Congo has resulted in the tragic loss of at least 13 UN peacekeepers and foreign soldiers. The conflict centers around the M23 rebel group, made up mainly of ethnic Tutsis who broke away from the Congolese army over a decade ago. Both the United Nations and the Congolese government accuse Rwanda of supporting these rebels, a claim Rwanda denies. Recent clashes have intensified, with M23 encircling the city of Goma, home to about 2 million people. The UN Security Council is urgently meeting to address this escalating violence. The Congolese army successfully repelled an M23 offensive toward Goma, with help from UN troops and a regional mission from Southern Africa. Advocacy Director Kate Hickson from Amnesty International warns that the Rwandan-backed M23 is exploiting the political situation in the U.S., putting thousands of civilians at risk. This ongoing conflict has created a humanitarian crisis, leaving many caught in the crossfire. The UN peacekeeping force, known as MINUSCO, has been active in the region for over 20 years, currently deploying around 14,000 peacekeepers. The international community watches closely, hoping for a resolution to this dire situation.
Yoon Suk-yeol indicted on insurrection charges. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been charged with insurrection, making him the first sitting president to face such serious accusations. Allegations suggest he conspired with former Defense Minister Kim Yong-hyun to impose unconstitutional martial law and deploy troops into the National Assembly. This crisis began when Yoon declared emergency martial law on December 3, 2022, which was quickly revoked by the Assembly. On December 14, 2022, the Assembly decided to impeach him, sending the case to the Constitutional Court. Currently, Yoon's presidential powers are suspended while the court reviews the case. He was arrested in his office on January 15, 2025, and can be held in custody for up to 20 days as investigations continue. This unprecedented situation raises concerns about government unrest in South Korea and could shake public confidence in leadership.
Iran's military advancements in AI technology. Iran has made important strides in military technology, as announced by Alireza Tangsiri, the commander of the Navy of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. In a press conference in Bushehr, he revealed that Iranian drones are now armed with locally developed smart missiles. The IRGC Navy has combined two advanced drones, Mohajer 6 and Ababil 5, with high-tech missiles named Kaim and Almaz, capable of reaching over 1,000 kilometers. This military drill, which began on January 26, aims to showcase Iran's readiness and commitment to regional security while promoting peace with neighboring countries. However, these advancements raise concerns about a potential arms race in the Middle East. The integration of smart technology and missile systems marks a significant shift in modern warfare, potentially altering conflict dynamics. As Iran continues to enhance its military capabilities, the world is closely watching these developments and their implications for global security.
Trump's retaliation against Colombia over migrant flights. President Donald Trump has taken decisive action against Colombia after its government rejected two U.S. military flights carrying migrants. He announced punitive measures, including a 25% increase in import tariffs and visa restrictions, citing national security concerns. Trump warned that Colombian President Gustavo Petro's decision puts U.S. safety at risk. In response, Petro stated that Colombia will not accept deportation flights until a protocol is established to treat migrants with respect. The trade ties between the U.S. and Colombia are crucial, with a trade deficit of about $1.4 billion. Trump's actions could complicate the existing free trade agreement, raising questions about the future of U.S.-Colombia relations, especially regarding trade and immigration policies.
Elon Musk's controversial comments on Germany's past. In January 2025, Elon Musk, the billionaire CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, sparked a major debate with his comments at a rally for the far-right political party Alternative for Germany, or AfD. He suggested that Germany should move beyond its shame over its Nazi past, igniting widespread anger and criticism from figures like Danny Dayan, chairman of Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust Memorial. Dayan emphasized that ignoring this dark history is an insult to the victims of Nazism and poses a threat to Germany's democracy. As the AfD gains influence ahead of upcoming elections in February 2025, Musk's support raises concerns about the acceptance of extreme political views in Europe. His remarks could encourage radical sentiments and sway public opinion, potentially affecting companies like Tesla that might face backlash from consumers. This situation highlights Germany's ongoing struggle to reconcile its past with its present. What does this mean for the future of Germany?
China-Europe Express shipping route launch. The China-Europe Express shipping route has officially launched, revolutionizing global trade efficiency. On January 26, 2025, the Kawa Ningbo, the first container ship, docked at the container terminal Wilhelmshaven in Germany, connecting the bustling Yangtze River Delta in China to Europe. This new route slashes shipping times from 45 days down to just 26, a game-changer for industries that depend on quick delivery of high-value goods like automotive parts and lithium batteries. Covering about 13,800 kilometers between Ningbo and Wilhelmshaven, this initiative addresses delays caused by international conflicts that have lengthened traditional shipping paths. Frank Dudes, the state secretary in the Lower Saxony Ministry of Economics, highlighted the route's importance for reliable deliveries, while Carsten Feist, the mayor of Wilhelmshaven, expressed excitement about its potential for unmatched efficiency. Aligned with China's Belt and Road Initiative, this route is set to boost trade between China and Europe, opening up new opportunities for collaboration. The arrival of the Kawa Ningbo marks a significant milestone in maritime logistics, showcasing the power of international teamwork.
Perplexity AI and TikTok merger proposal. Perplexity AI has proposed an exciting merger with ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok. This plan could allow the U.S. government to own half of the new company during a future public offering. Such a large share for the government highlights growing worries about data privacy and national security linked to foreign ownership of American tech firms. TikTok, a popular social media platform, has faced scrutiny in the U.S. due to its Chinese ownership, raising questions about how user data is handled. If this merger goes through, it could change how TikTok manages user data and moderates content. This development reflects a trend of governments taking a more active role in overseeing foreign-owned tech companies, which could have lasting effects on users and the future of tech regulation in the United States.
Belarus election results. Lukashenko's continued grip on power. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko is set to extend his 31-year rule after claiming nearly 88% of the votes in a controversial election held on January 21, 2025. Many Western governments have denounced the election as a sham,
highlighting the ban on independent media and the imprisonment of opposition figures. Exiled opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya called Lukashenko's re-election a ritual for dictators. Despite the criticism, Lukashenko dismissed concerns about the legitimacy of the election results. Voter turnout was around 86%, with 6.9 million eligible voters. Both the European Union and the United States refused to recognize Lukashenko as the legitimate leader of Belarus, following his crackdown on protests after the disputed 2020 election. As he navigates complex relations with Russia and the West, Lukashenko remains optimistic about potential negotiations regarding the ongoing conflict in Ukraine.
J.D. Vance supports Tulsi Gabbard's nomination. Vice President J.D. Vance has stepped up to support Tulsi Gabbard, nominated to lead U.S. intelligence services. In a recent CBS interview, he criticized the current state of these agencies, calling them out of control. Vance emphasized the need to rebuild trust in these crucial services, insisting Gabbard is the right choice for the job. Gabbard, a former Democratic congresswoman, was nominated by Donald Trump in November 2024. While her military experience aligns with Trump's America First policies, some expressed concerns about her limited background in intelligence. Vance is confident that the U.S. Senate will confirm her during a hearing on January 30, 2025. This nomination raises important questions about the role of intelligence agencies in American politics, particularly regarding their potential use for political gain. The outcome could significantly shape the future of U.S. intelligence operations.
Trump's executive order to strengthen FEMA. President Donald Trump has announced a new executive order to form a review council for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. This move comes as criticism grows over FEMA's ability to handle disaster relief, especially after devastating hurricanes and wildfires in North Carolina and California. FEMA's role is crucial, helping communities prepare for and recover from disasters, with a workforce that can expand from 20,000 to over 50,000 during major emergencies. In December 2024, Congress allocated $29 billion to support FEMA's efforts, highlighting the increasing need for effective disaster management. The review council will assess FEMA's operations and address past challenges, emphasizing the agency's importance in protecting communities and improving its response to future emergencies.
China's industrial profit challenges. China's industrial sector is facing tough times, with profits dropping by 3.3% in 2024, marking 3 years of decline. This situation highlights the urgent need for help from decision makers as the economy grapples with serious issues, including tariffs from the new U.S. administration under Donald Trump. Although there was a brief 11% profit increase in December, overall earnings for the year were disappointing. In 2023, China's economy grew by 5% thanks to government support, but it still struggles with a weak property market and low consumer demand. Factory prices have fallen for two consecutive years, impacting profits and workers' incomes. In response, authorities have introduced various economic incentives to boost demand. As the economic landscape shifts, the focus is on how to revive growth and restore trust in the industrial sector. What does this mean for everyday workers in China?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.